Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, featuring Wallace Ministry, a Bible-based program designed to shine a ray of hope for daily living and point you back to Jesus Christ. It is the desire of Pastor Demetrios and Krista Bryant that we all might be one as the Father and Son are one.
Well, hello and welcome to Wallace Ministries. We are glad to have you with us for our Life in the Word Bible study. Tonight we are excited to be talking about love, which of course centers around Valentine's Day, but we aren't going to be talking about Valentine's Day. We are going to be talking about the love of Christ tonight. But before we get started, we are going to pray and just commend this time to God, and we thank Him for this opportunity to be here with you all tonight. We thank you for chiming in, and we are at a different time, which is 5:00, but it's still just as good as 6:30. So thank God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this Bible study on tonight. We thank you and praise you for this time in the Word. Lord, help us, Lord Jesus, to think about what love has to do with everything in life, Lord Jesus. And help us to think about the ultimate sacrifice of your love on the cross for us. Lord Jesus, we thank you and ask that you would word our mouths on tonight, speak through us, speak to us, that we would decrease, that you could increase in each one of our lives. And we will give you all the praise and the honor and the glory for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, tonight I wanted to talk about something that's been heavy on my heart, because we, as a church, as a body of Christ, sometimes lack love. It's almost as if we have the question written, what does love have to do with it? And so tonight I wanted to talk about that. Talk about when Jesus died on the cross for us, and that how he loved us so much that he set the precedent. He set the precedent of what love had to do with it through his sacrifice on the cross for us. Love had everything to do with it, whether it be marriage, family, children, church, ministry, everyday life. Love is one of the keys to the kingdom. And don't forget, in this walk, we're just pilgrims passing through. This is not our home. So our job is to follow Christ's example of the ultimate sacrifice. So as we're going through this study tonight, I want you to think about this question that I'm about to pose. How will you pay Christ's love forward today and every day? How will you pay Christ's love forward today and every day? I'm going to be coming tonight from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. Actually, I'm going to start at 13, verse 1. And I know this is a very popular part of Scripture, but I want to kind of break it down tonight. The title of this is Love is Indispensable. And it starts off, and yet I will show you the most excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I have all, I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. If you see something within those first three scriptures, it says, I might have this, I might have this, I might do this, I might try that, but if I don't do it for Christ's sake, it means nothing. I am nothing. I don't do anything that I do for boast. or gain or popularity or to be seen or to be this big person in the front of the eyes of people, because all that I do for the glory of God. And that's how it should be for us. What does love have to do with it? Everything. Everything I do in love is all for the glory of God. So let me break it down a little bit more. Let's go down to verse 4. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love, it does not envy, it does not boast, and it is not proud. See how that verse follows those scriptures? It confirms everything that it says. It tells us what love is and what love is not. Love does not dishonor others. Love is not self-seeking. Love is not easily angered. Love, it keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes. And it always perseveres. When I look at that word love, I think, what great strength. I picture Christ on the cross getting whipped and bruised and nailed to that cross for me. And I look at him. He didn't do it for himself. He didn't do it to be seen. He did it because, first, he honored his Father. Second, his love for us. Third, he knew what his mission was. And nothing was going to stop him from fulfilling the mission that his Father set out. The reason why. And I want us to get that into our brains, because I think sometimes we forget these things. We forget that love is so important. It's essential. Love is almost like the air that we breathe, the water that we drink. Love is important. So I'm going to ask a question now to our class. And the question is, how can you show love when it's tough? What are some ways to show love when it's tough? Yes, Hannah?
By believing in God to help you love the person.
But how do we do that?
Well, by trusting.
By trusting God? Joshua?
Well,
how can we show other people Christ's love even when it's hard? Okay, so let me give you an example. Let's say you're at school, right? And you have somebody who's picking on you. How can you show that person love when they're picking on you? Because, you know, that can be kind of tough.
Well, you could, like, if they bully you, well, you could become their friend easily, because maybe you could talk to them or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't want to bother you. Like, doing it. I don't know.
David, what do you think?
Like a little thing. Like it feel like doing all these bad things, you could tell them, like, God doesn't like that, you know. Now you can go to hell, but like, but most of them don't say, like, I'm a Christian and stuff, but I just want to, like, be in a crowd or something. That's what most people say. So, like, God has to fix their heart. So come closer to them. Let's not read the Bible.
Okay, so let's go back to, how can you still show them love? Joshua.
Even if they mess with you or pick on you, you can still, you don't have to do anything. Not you, like, turn the other cheek.
Okay, turn the other cheek. That's true. And sometimes the person that's picking with you, the reason why they're picking with you is because they don't have love themselves. they don't have love themselves, and they don't know how to love, how to be loved. And so a lot of, there's a saying that says, hurting people hurt other people. And that's usually sometimes how it is. Hurting people hurt other people. All right, and let's go down a little bit further because we're talking about love. We can encourage people. We can hug. We can smile. Hug and smile. We can encourage people. There's lots of different ways. But sometimes people just need to be listened to. They could be the ugliest of ugliest people, but if you just let them talk, sometimes that's all they need. And they can't even believe that you listen to them. Love is patient. Let's go to 13 and 8. Love is patient. No, I'm sorry. I apologize. Love never fails. 1 Corinthians 13 and 8. Love never fails. Did we catch that part? Love never fails. You heard that?
Yeah.
What does it say, Josiah? Yeah. Love never fails.
Yeah.
Love never fails. That means that if we show that love enough, the Bible says through love and kindness have you drawn them. If we're showing the love of Christ, we're drawing other people to Christ. It's not necessarily what we say. We ain't got to tell them, ooh, you're going to hell. Mm-mm. It's what we treat, how we treat, what we do, our actions, what they see us do, how we exemplify Christ in our lives. So let me further read. It says, love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. And where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. That means that no matter what, love will never fail. I don't care if it's tongues and prophecies, things that pass away. When love comes, completion comes.
Mm-hmm.
Who was, what kind, you know what? Jesus was love, right? Who makes us complete? Jesus? So if Jesus is love and Jesus makes us complete, it all talks about the part where it says love never fails. So it says here, when I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I responded like a child, but when I became a man, guess what happened? What happened when we became a man? David, what happens when you become a man?
That's like the world.
Yeah.
You get, like, disrespectful. Like,
No, in this scripture says, when I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I put away those childish things. You act more mature, that's right. So guess what? Right now, we only see like a reflection in the mirror. But then we'll see face to face. So it's saying without love, we're only seeing a reflection. It's not complete without love. Without love, we cannot be complete. Does that make sense?
No.
What does that mean to you? Without love, we cannot be complete. Joshua.
Love can't be complete because if God didn't love us, one, I think we would all be dead right now because God would never send his son down here to take away our sins. So, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Hannah? Why is it that we need God's love to make us complete?
Well, we need God's love to make us complete. Because if we didn't have God's love, we would never get to forgive each other, forgive God for what we have done, and forgive people that have done wrong things to us.
So love helps us forgive. Is that what you're saying? That's true. It does. Charity, you had your hand up.
That
get. What was the question?
I said, how come we need love to help us be complete?
Because if God wasn't here, then we wouldn't be here.
And so that was part of his love for us?
Yes.
That's true. That's true. Yes, Josiah.
Jesus? He said that Jesus.
What?
I don't know. I can't talk.
You can't talk? No. I thought you said Jesus loves you. Yeah, Jesus loves you. That's right. What do you think, David? How come we need God's love for us to be complete? David. No, no. Because without, well, what did we just say? We just said without God's love, we wouldn't have forgiveness. Without God's love, his son wouldn't have died on the cross for our sins. Without God's love, we wouldn't be here. Right? Without God's love, we aren't complete. We aren't full. So listen to this. Get up, David. Listen to this. Now I know in part, then shall I know fully, even as I am fully known. And listen to this last piece. And now these three things remain. Who can tell me what those three things are? Do you know?
No.
Faith? Joshua?
Faith.
Huh?
Faith.
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 Love and joy.
Love.
Hope.
Hope.
Joy.
Faith. Hope. And love. But what is the greatest of these things?
Love.
Love. That's right. Love gives us the ability to worship. I like what David said yesterday. We were talking about our Bible, and he said, thanks, Mom, for having us do this, because I think it's important. And you know what? I appreciate him saying that, because it is important. If you don't know anything else, you know the Word of God. And that's important.
And you know about charity.
Schoolwork is great. Schoolwork is awesome. It's important. But you also need that Word of God to help sustain you. It's like food. What's your favorite food, David? Okay, well, if you were to have, like, just give me one of your favorite foods. Fried chicken.
I know what
think about love, just like fried chicken. It's some good stuff, right? Yeah. What about you, Josiah? What's your favorite food?
Chicken and macaroni.
Chicken and macaroni. So you think about love being just as good, better than chicken and macaroni. That's how God's love is towards
Mama,
us.
Mama, my favorite food is macaroni and cheese and this food you make.
Oh, okay. So, love. That love makes us complete. The greatest of these things, that chicken is like faith and hope. But love is even greater than all of that. Yeah, love is greater than pizza. So think about this. Okay, listen. We're gonna go into one. Huh? Oh, okay. Love. We're gonna go into 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I wanna go into verse 1. I wanna go a little bit further. It says, follow the way of love and eagerly desire the gift of the Spirit, especially prophecy. I want to talk about that first piece. Follow the way of love. How do we follow the way of love? How do we follow the way of love? Who could tell me? Charity?
If we follow the way of love, we will
Who are we following if we follow the way of love?
God.
All right, thank you. That's right. So, Hannah, how do we follow the way of God? How do we follow the way of love?
Well, we follow the way of love by reading God's word and listening to God when he's speaking to us.
Oh, okay. What about you, Joshua? How do we follow the way of love?
By treating people how you want to be treated.
You got to treat people the way, do you know what scripture reference that is? Matthew 7:12. That's right. That's our house motto, isn't it?
Yeah, we used to have that in our other house.
Yep. Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you according to the law and the prophets, right? So, how many of you practice that? Okay. So, let's go back to our question. What does love have to do with it? How would you answer that question? David, how would you answer that question? What does love have to do with it? If someone would walk up to you and say, oh, man, I ain't going to do that, and you say, oh, yeah, you know, I'm just going to show love Christ. And they said, man, what does love have to do with it? How you can answer that?
One of the things that, while you're here, if God's going to have love for us, then he will let us keep on sinning. He would have brought his son down across the dock for our sins.
That's right. Charity.
What was the question?
What does love have to do with it? What does love have to do with life?
With life is how your life.
It helps our life. Okay, Hannah.
Well, love has to do with like if you. If you have love, you will never be able to help anyone when you help. And if you didn't have love and you didn't show the love for other people, no one will show the love for you.
So that goes back to Matthew 7 as well. Joshua? What's love got to do with it?
Love has a lot to do with it, a lot everything. But... Well, if you're at school and someone picks on you, you are forgiven.
Right.
Because if you didn't have love, then you won't be able to forgive anyone, and God wouldn't be able to forgive you.
True.
Because the Bible says, if you won't forgive anybody else, because you must return.
All right. So love. L-O-V-E, love. But I don't feel like loving today.
Yeah.
Why? David, why do I have to love? I don't feel like it.
Well, you have to love God, otherwise God won't love you. Like God didn't have to create you, he could have just said, well, I don't love you, and he could have been like, I'll love the next person. And so he could have never made you, and you could have never have existed.
That's right. Love. Love is important. And that's, I mean, if you think about it, if you think about love, there's just so many things that have to do with it. But my favorite thing is thinking about how it just doesn't fail. If we have the love of Christ and use it and apply it, it doesn't fail. It doesn't fail in life. It doesn't fail when we use the Christ-like love, the love that He showed us when He shed His blood for us on the cross, when He died for us, when He gave Himself for us. That is the love that it talks about when it says, a friend will lay their life down for another friend. That's love. It don't matter if we have good days and bad days. I'm going to have good days and bad days. But a real friend is going to stick by you during those good days and those bad days. They're not going to leave you hanging. No. They're going to be right there beside you, encouraging you, lifting you up, building you up. That's what a real friend does. Because we all have those days. We all have those days. We all have those days. Don't tell me that you don't have a day that goes by. You know, but, you know, God is greater than all of that. God is greater than our feelings. God is greater than what's going on. God is so much greater. He loves us that much because He is so much greater. Yeah, Tana.
I learned that when someone talks about you, the only thing you tell them is that words doesn't hurt me. That words doesn't hurt me.
Words don't hurt you? Well, words can hurt. You just don't have to receive those words. Words can hurt, Joshua.
I don't really care.
That's true. When people are talking bad about you, they don't really know you. They know of you. But if they knew you, they won't put their words on you. And that's why we have to show Christ love. Did you ever see Christ in the Bible talk badly about anybody? No. He told people about themselves when they were wrong. That He did. And we get all sappy when people try to tell us when we're wrong. But who is the ultimate judge? God, right? The ultimate judge. Amen.
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 God is the ultimate judge. Well, as we bring this segment to a close tonight, I just want to leave a couple things with you. Let's use our words wisely. Let's speak in love and speak in compassion. And let's give to others what we want given to us. Let's do to others what we want done to us. That's what's important. Do unto others as we would have for them to do unto us. Matthew 7:12. Well, I hope you have a blessed night, and we love you, and we appreciate you tuning in with us. You have a wonderful evening. May God bless you. Meet us back here on the third Friday. We will keep you updated on the time, and we look forward to hearing from you. Go check us out at Wallace Ministries on Facebook. WallaceMinistries.org is our internet. We would love to conversate and talk with you, or feel free to call us at 414-520-6270. 414-520-6270. This is Pastor Christy from Wallace Ministries, and we say hey to Pastor Dimitros in his absence as he has his work tonight. God bless you and have a marvelous evening.
Good.